Across now to the United States, Ron Elving is Washington Desk, NPR News senior editor and correspondent. Ron, ups and downs in your COVID recovery. Your numbers of vaccinations are, you know, running along as a proportion of the population, but is there less and less demand as time goes by?
Yes, it seems that as we do have cases down and we do have deaths down, and they're both down 80% since January, now there is more resistance to getting vaccinated. Some of that is people feeling less urgency as they see the pandemic easing a bit. And some of it is a growth of hardened resistance to the vaccines themselves on the part of certain populations. And so we have seen states from coast to coast and in all regions of the country not actually asking for their allocation of vaccines from the federal government. They're saying, no, no, don't send them now because demand has fallen off.
Do we have an explanation for that? Is it complacency? Is it misinformation? What's happening?
I think it's a bit of both. I think we have quite a bit of complacency. We have people saying, well, you know, no one I know has gotten sick, and we understand that the restaurants are going to be reopening, and I've been allowed to do this and that, and I'm walking around now oftentimes without a mask, which you're not supposed to do, even if you have been vaccinated. And yet people are doing it, and so there is a loss of urgency, and there is a lot of misinformation from people about people dying after they've gotten the vaccine, about people having negative reactions to the vaccine, all of which is deceptive, misleading, and nonetheless, it finds a receptive audience.
To the battles going on within both the major parties, what's happening within the Democrats?
Among the Democrats, there is some resistance to the size and the scope of President Biden's program. Even among people you would think would really be beneficiaries of a huge infrastructure program from states that really need a lot of help are hesitant to sign on. And they are moderate to conservative Democrats who are afraid that the price tag is too high and that it will, in some sense or another, open the door to Republican criticism and hurt them in their own reelection campaigns.
And within the Republicans, there's this tremendous battle going on at the moment with Cheney, Senator Cheney, Liz Cheney, really on the verge, of being forced out?
She is going to be forced out of the leadership, and she is the only woman in the Republican leadership in Congress. She is also the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, Richard Cheney, famous man. But she is representing Wyoming, very conservative part of the country, and she has been an outspoken conservative voice, has a highly conservative voting record, even more, really, than most all the members who are criticizing her. But the one single issue on which she has angered the rest of the leadership is her refusal to stop calling out former President Trump and calling it a lie to say that he had won the election. The former president continues to insist that he won, even though there is actually no question about the result of the election last year. And he has a following of people who, whether they really believe that or not, do not want to hear a member of the Republican leadership saying it's a lie.
Just finally, what's happening with cyber attacks and cyber surveillance at the moment? We know they're ramping up right around the world. What's happening there?
Well, one thing that's going on is that our energy system, and this is quite relevant to your last interview, our energy system is suddenly under attack. Actually, it's not a new thing, but it is really ramping up of a sudden. And this is causing a shortage in gasoline and jet fuel, at least on the East Coast of the United States, because the main pipeline for the East Coast that carries almost half of all the gasoline and jet fuel for this part of the country was shut down on Friday because of a cyber attack. We don't know that much about the cyber attackers yet, but apparently the software that was being used, the system that was being used, was in the country of Russia. That doesn't mean that it was the government of Russia or agents of Vladimir Putin necessarily, but apparently, in some sense, it was coming from Russia, and it's being characterized as a criminal gang. So these folks managed to shut down a pipeline on which the East Coast of the United States largely depends. That's probably going to cause some shortages, even though we expect the pipeline to operate again this week. And if there are shortages, as you know, that means there will be price increases, and that's already begun.
Beyond that, though, the concern that utilities, major utilities, can be that easily breached, frankly, has it raised alarms in places it ought to raise alarm?
Yes, it has. And certainly it has in the media much more than it has up until now. The pandemic has been so all-encompassing and political struggles have occupied the media. But now suddenly this is a new threat. At least it is new to the media and therefore it is news. And of course, as I said, we have seen some of this before. It is looking much darker. And as we had warnings in the past about other things that we didn't respond to too well, we've been very slow to respond to this threat. Now I think that's bound to change. The President of the United States actually came out and gave a speech about it today, and I think that that is going to raise its profile considerably.
Thank you, Ron Elving, Senior Editor and Correspondent, Washington Desk for NPR News.